What I will do is just with a few bullet points try to tell you most of the activities which we have been doing at the Central Institute for Freshwater Aquaculture, which is the regional lead center for India. Before I begin, I want to tell you that most of our programs are decided well in advance in a planning mode, that the five-year plans. We are in the last year of the five-year plan of this stanza. So I'll just tell you the thrust areas we have worked on, and then I'll tell you what we will be expected or hope to do in the next 12th five-year plan. So the 11th five-year plan is just about finishing. This is the last year of the program. So what we have done and the thrust areas are as follows. Highlights of achievements during the plan 11. The thrust areas which we have focused on is the species diversification. We have been working on close to 27 species of freshwater species, mostly indigenous fish species. We have been very much concerned about water budgeting and bioremediation, aquaculture, farm mechanization and automation. And the NEH region is the most important region for us. That is the Northeast Hill region, that is Assam and others bordering Myanmar and Bhutan and China. That is a very important area. Breed improvement, fish genomics and proteomics, molecular immunodiagnostics, outreach activities on fish feeds, genetic stocks, and need-based training programs. Whenever there is a demand for it, we do it, and there are more than, I think, 20, 30 training programs. We have more than 37 projects which is supported by the government or various departments in India. We call outreach projects, these are the network projects. And we have a National Agriculture Innovation Program, which is a project supported by the World Bank. There are six of them. Women Scientist Scheme. This is a very important scheme in India, where people with the PhD program, PhD women scientists, they're a special program. And there are about eight women scientists working after their PhDs doing a postdocs. And of course, foreign agencies, international projects, there are about four of them. And we do also contract and consultancies. Just very briefly, the aquaculture program in CIFA is carried out in four divisions. It's called the Aquaculture Production Systems Division, Aquaculture Fish Health Division, Genetics Division, and Nutrition Division. The Production and Environment Division, as I said before, we have focused on breeding and seed production of grow-out culture of all the species which are listed here. Most of them are indigenous species like anabas, fimbriatus, rhinomugil, and other things. Nutrient budgeting, we have been, it's going on. This is another important area of work that is called the SHG groups, where the self-help groups, mostly women groups, come together to derive supplementary income from important activities like aquaculture, and there is a lot of support we give for them. Then ornamental fish as a cottage industry is another important area or focus of your work. Now, of course, there is we have formed a network for such sustainable development aquaculture in India. The genetics program or the division, we are very happy to inform you that the Macrobrachium Rosenbergi stock improvement program has proceeded very well. It is in the second phase of its funding. The base population has already been established, and the selection program is underway. Right now, we have received about, the response to selection has been more than 10% in the first generation of selection of Macrobrachium Rosenbergi. The stock upgradation program, this is another important program, using cryopreserved milk. I think you people recall Dr. Silas' speech when he was talking about cryopreservation of milk as a very important way of going ahead, and NACA is also thinking about this in its programs in the near future. Generation of genomic resources, that is the haplotypes and other things which we are doing. Genome sequencing, this is going on very, very, we are very proud of this one. Mostly it is a trait-associated molecular markers and gene expression studies. DNA barcoding, it has become an international effort now, and CIFA has been one of the nodal agencies along with the National Bureau of Fish Genetic Resources. Fish nutrition and physiology, the focus has been again developing generic feeds for morels and carps and others. I think we are now focusing on the physiological nutrition and digestion, metabolism, excretion, that kind of, mostly we are focusing on non-conventional resources of feeds. Nutrient profiling is going on just to see how important is the fish in the nutrition of communities. There, I think they are taking the profile of the communities with their blood parameters and other things and seeing, giving them the fish to, and then monitoring for several years, a time series data is being generated. And neuroendocrine regulation of reproduction in carps and catfish we are very happy to inform you. I think you may have read this up in Current Science magazine or the journal, that we have been able to advance just by thermal and light manipulation the breeding of carp. Even in December we can breed them. Fish health management, a very strong program. Now we are focusing on Argolis and Lernia, host-parasite interactions. Genetics of disease resistance, that we are working on Rohu for a challenge test against Aeromonas hydrophila. The disruptive selection, we have been able to see a 40% difference between the 40% difference in survival between the resistant varieties and the susceptible varieties. Now, the documentation of the toll-like receptors, this is another, I think we have been able to now document at least 7 or 8 TLRs in phylogenetically diverse fish species. So this is a very innovative program, and we expect to have another 2 years several seminal publications on toll-like receptors. And of course, the vaccine for Aeromonas hydrophila. This is an independent project, nothing to do with the Norwegian platform, which most of you may be aware of. I think this is following a different approach for the vaccine under development, but we have not been able to achieve much during the past 2 years, but I think the work is going on. Now, some of the new initiatives which we have taken up, and I must say here that we have been inspired by the NACAS program on catfish program in Vietnam, where they have done a very systematic study of the catfish farming there. In fact, we are using some of their protocols and questionnaires, modifying them for our needs, and then we have just about started better management practices for the striped catfish development BMP. I must say that, like in Vietnam, within 2006 to about 2011, the pungaceous production has gone up. I do not know how the figures are today. I think it's almost like 650,000 tons of, I'm told that it is being produced in India now. The marketing has been a problem. If you talk to anybody, it may be anywhere from 500,000 to 0.65 million tons of striped catfish is being produced. Tilapia is another one which is has a, put a foot in the door already, and the people, I think two or three big companies have been given licenses to start producing tilapia. As you all know, tilapia has been, the word tilapia itself has been a taboo in India, but it's not anymore. The nationwide broodstock upgradation program, including the cryopreserved milt, and also looking into the levels of inbreeding and other things in our hatcheries is also another major program which is going on. The embryonic stem cells research, I think I am not the best person to be describing this, but if you want more information on that, I think we'll be able to provide you, and there's really something nice going on there. Portable carp hatcheries and implementation of, I think we are focusing a lot on the livelihood program support, more than 3,000, we are working on with more than 3,000 families in disadvantaged areas, mostly tribal areas, to work on this sustainable. A lot of lessons have been learned, which we are trying to document over the next a few years or so about this kind of programs. Now let me go down to what we are proposed to do for the next 5 years. We, as I said before, we go on a cycle of five-year funding, and the government of India, as you know, has been giving a tremendous amount of boost to the research budget, has been enhanced. For example, the 11th plan, the research budget was enhanced almost three times. And with our DDG present here, the chair of the governing council, I think we are expecting, just for CIFA alone, more than $25 million for the next... She is smiling. I think we are going to get that. The thematic programs which we are going to work on for the next 5 years can be just put into this bullet forms. We are trying to develop these programs further. Assessment of the progress and contribution of aquaculture to... See, this is one thing. The database on aquaculture has been a major source of difficulty in most of the countries, and India is no exception. Without a good, solid database, I don't know how planning can be done, but most of it is going on. And we are in the process of estimating the national demand for fish and develop strategies for meeting such enhanced demands. Most of the time, what we have, the demands has been based on WHO's estimates, saying, okay, this much is required, and for this much population, how much it is required. That's not a way to go about it, but we want to go household surveys, and that is another major initiative which is going to take place in another 6 months or so. We want to develop the BMPs for all cultured species in the country. National broodstock upgradation is going to be a major program. Let me tell you a little bit. That just because of inbreeding and use of random seed in carp culture, we are losing more than 40% production losses because of that. So I think this has been realized. I have been working on this for more than 25 years, and I think we have been able to now reach the right people, and I think this broodstock upgradation is going to be a major problem. Now we are trying to develop a relational database of resources for on-farm feed formulation for national micronutrient security. This is very, very important. Micronutrient security and aquaculture is very important. There we are going to focus on small indigenous fish species, SIFS, which is becoming a... For example, this mola and other things, and some of the species which have high levels of... micronutrients in them, and also vitamins. A national fish disease surveillance program is also on the anvil, and I think we will be working on this. These are the major thematic areas we'll be working on for the next 5 years. And this is just, again, an articulation of under the programs, different things which we would like to be doing it. You can see in the red, I have just tried to focus a lot on the non-conventional feed sources and then feeding strategies to improve feed efficiency. Diagnostics, innate immunity, that is another area which we should be working on a lot. Probiotics and host-parasite interactions. Socioeconomic impact. This is one area I must say that we are slightly... we just don't have the kind of people required to do this kind of work. We have only two or three scientists in socioeconomics. It has now been realized that an institute of CIFA's size should have at least 10 socioeconomists to really do a good job of assessing the levels of adoption, impact assessments, and dissemination. Thank you very much. And I must also say that during the past few years, a few days, I think you have heard a lot about some of the programs which India has been involved in, the NACA programs, and we are proud of it, and a lot of things have been said about NACSA, a lot of things have been said about the aquatic animal health program, which is taking off in a big way with NACA support. And we hope to continue this relationship with NACA from the RLCC. I must say that the level of interaction among the centers and also between our CIFA per se and NACA has not been to the level we would have desired, but I think this is going to improve. Thank you very much.